This edition of the Monocle Arts Review was first broadcast on the 10th of November 2015 on Monocle 24.
Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bowne. Today I'm joined by broadcaster extraordinaire Nick Luscombe for this week's music review. Up for discussion is a little bit of jazz-infused electronica on Floating Point's debut LP, the brand new record from Joanna Newsom called Divers, and Ennio, the first track in 4 years from London group Wild Palm. That's all coming up on the Monocle Arts Review. Stay tuned. And here we are with the music rundown with none other than Nick Luscombe. Welcome to the programme, Nick.
Thank you.
Nice to have you on the airwaves, on the Monocle airwaves.
It's great to be here.
And the first artist on the list is Floating Points. This is a guy called Sam Shepherd.
Yep.
I love this track. We're going to play a track called Peroration 6. Before we hop into that moody bit of electronica, tell us a little bit about Sam.
Floating Point, Sam Shepherd's been around for, well, I've known about him since, I guess, 2009 from an EP that he brought out then. And he's been making just, you know, great 12-inch singles since then. All very sort of futuristic, lush, quite organic, played, if you like, you know, so there's a real sense of, you know, musicianship on the music as well. And I think me and a lot of other people who like that kind of music and maybe like, you know, the jazz and like all kinds of elements find a lot to enjoy about the music of Floating Points.
Okay, well let's cue up. This is Peroration 6 coming up from Floating Points. All right, a little slice of Peroration 6, new from Floating Points. Floating Points, real name is Sam Shepherd. Mm-hmm. And you can see why he calls himself Floating Points. That's great stuff. And there's all sorts of different time signatures and all sorts of different influences and different genres, I suppose, crashing about in there.
Yeah, certainly on that track. Definitely a little bit, I suppose, the nearest thing would be maybe Cinematic Orchestra when they were kind of doing that kind of instrumental thing. But the album as a whole is quite different, so you know, lots of very long ambient pieces. He's really good at building tracks over 10 or 12 minutes, but it's a beautiful record and it really doesn't disappoint, you know, it's such good quality.
And is this a sort of album? Is this something that rewards the proper sit down experience rather than, I mean, you know, we're taking a cut of a track
but
sounds to me like the kind of it's a grower and a shower, this kind
of definitely thing. And a lot of reviews have picked up on that. I mean, I've only seen good reviews for this record. You're right, but it's an album. It's a proper listening experience. It's about 45 minutes long, which is the perfect duration, isn't it? And it's beautiful, and it'll be in loads. You'll see it popping up in all the best ofs 2015 reviews, I'm sure.
And do you think what's he like as a live proposition? Floating Points. I mean, is this all played live? This isn't loops, and this isn't samples and tapes, is it? This sounds like it's all there and all there at the front of the mix as well.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, live. You know, beautiful, fantastic, and just definitely worth seeing for sure. And yeah, there's a lot of jazz influence, but he manages to fuse that kind of electronic feel as well. So 10 out of 10 for Mr. Floating Points, I think.
Beautiful stuff. Okay, that's Floating Points. We heard Peroration 6. Next, we're going to be talking about Wild Palms. I wondered what happened to a band called X Lion Tamers. And this is them, right? And I remember getting press releases and being told about X Lion Tamer. Maybe it's X Lion Tamer. And they became Wild Palms. These guys are on One Little Indian. Fill us in on these guys.
Well, you sound like you know more than me. I mean, I kind of got this record the other day, and I just thought it was really good, a real standout. The vocals are great. Lou Hill's a singer. Three guys from Enfield. They were in a post-punk kind of band before that. Is that right?
Yeah.
But I just think it's a really good single, and it really just stood out as soon as I heard it. So that's pretty much all I know.
Well, let's have it. It's called Ennio. Here it is, Wild Palms. You know.
So cold, well, honey, let's move.
Okay, a bit of Ennio by Wild Palms. And that is a song that doesn't live up to its title somehow. I was expecting some big Ennio Morricone soundscape. I was like, oh yeah, I know. I won't even listen to that. I know exactly what that is. Yeah. And it's a very different proposition.
Yeah.
Kind of lush, kind of dancey, very chilled. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, a little bit sort of, it goes back, I don't know, I always think of things from before, but you know, it always reminds me of that sort of Bristol kind of sound as well, but it's not, it's from Enfield. There you go.
There we are. And in our extensive notes, Nick Luscombe, it says it's the same producer there as FKA Twigs and Lana Del Rey. It's got a bit of the experimentalism and some of the sort of lush, doomed glamour of Lana Del Rey in there, in the sort of swoops and the soundscapes, I suppose, isn't it?
Maybe a big hit as well then, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows, exactly. Do we know if there's going to be a record? I think they had, I remember the quite a good album cover passing across my desk 4 or 5 years ago from, I think, their debut record.
Right, okay.
They've been scratching their heads in Enfield, it seems, for a few years.
That's right, yeah.
Do we know if there's anything else coming out from
them? I'm assuming so, just because it's on One Little Indian. It's going to be a single followed by an album. So, I'm not up to speed with that yet, but guessing next year. Not so good to guess, is it? I should be kind of like saying, oh yeah, the album's out definitely on January the 2nd, but I don't know.
You're right, though. If they're on a pucker label like that, they're not a small imprint or something where they can just trot out the 12 inches.
That's right.
Sam Shepherd was doing it back in the day. I suppose it's a different proposition.
Sure.
We like Wild Palms. We like Ennio from Wild Palms. Looking forward to the album, which Nick Luscombe has said he assumes there will be one. So that's all right. We'll deal with it. And we're going to close with Joanna Newsom. Should we have a bit of this track? We have a little bit more than usual of this track, because it's quite a beautiful thing. It's called Divers.
Recall the word you gave to count your way across the depths of this arid world, where you would yoke the waves and lay a bed of shining.
Okay, Divers from Joanna Newsom. Is it all change in the Newsom household on the new Joanna Newsom LP, Nick Luscombe?
I find it really accessible, this record. I've always liked her music, but it's a little bit challenging, I guess. But for me, this feels really just perfect. It's just, in the fourth album, she seems to have brought it all together, you know, and it's lovely.
Yeah, because there is obviously that sort of whimsical nature. There's the choppy time signatures and the strange instrumentation and all the stuff that everyone loves three of her tracks, but doesn't want to stick with the record.
Sure.
I mean, even right back to Milk Eyed Mender.
Yeah.
You had that track, you loved it, but wondered if you could stand it.
That's right, yeah.
For the duration.
Yeah.
This does feel like a little bit more of a, I guess she's obviously gotten into it and kind of found some different sort of maturity, I suppose. For us to say, I suppose. But do you know what I mean? It's one of those things seems like she's wearing her learning a little more lightly than look at me.
And it just feels very much, like she's in a good place, but I mean, maybe she always was. I don't know. She's married now, right? So I read the other day.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's affected it. But anyway, it's a beautiful record. It's come together. She's got a great orchestra. Philharmonic Orchestra playing on that as well from Prague, and just what a record.
Yeah, and you get a feeling with Joanna Newsom's records that each one has kind of told a little different story, and that each one's been a musical progression on from the next.
Yeah, I do. I think she started in an incredible place, though. I think that first proper album, I think she made two self-released albums before the first one, Drag City. Mm. You know, when that arrived, it was just kind of, wow, where did this come from? So she started in quite an amazing place, so it's probably been quite hard in a way to kind of say they've got better. I don't think that's the case, but I just think she's kind of moving in some direction, which will become apparent, I think, maybe when she's made a few more records.
Yeah, and she's one of those artists not wanting to do the sound alike game, but who probably does entice comparisons with someone like Kate Bush. And I know you're going to see her tonight, and I wonder whether you can do a little bit of fan spotting for us, because I think there's the same sort of fan, the same sort of ownership of an artist like that, that all their lyrics and all their sort of experience as an artist speaks very, very personally to a lot of
fans. There's definitely, on this record, I don't know, I didn't really spot it before, but on this one, there's definitely a feel, much more of a Kate Bush sort of feel to it in the way that she phrases things, and I didn't really pick up on that at all before, to be honest. So Yeah, but that's obviously not a bad thing at all. I think we can certainly say that's a really cool thing.
And some amazing, and just from that track, Divers, some amazing playing on it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And lots of, it's quite tough, it's quite complex, lots of different stuff going on in there all at the same time.
But the lovely thing is I've listened to that so many times now, that track, and it always takes you somewhere different. And it's that thing where, you know, some music is great because you kind of feel you know what's coming up. I mean, usually those records, which is kind of the predominant, you know, that's a lot of pop music, which is great and exciting the first maybe 15 times. When you should go past that, you kind of know the routine pretty well. But an artist like this will makes music that sort of twists and turns, and you still don't really expect or even know where it's going, even though you've listened to it quite a few times. You know?
And satisfying when you, when you, I guess people have said this before about songs that they can't stop listening to, is that you listen to a song until you've kind of solved it in your head, until you know its tricks and its turns to the point where you kind of get bored with it.
True.
But it's something, I guess, that rewards repeated listens about the stuff that you can't you can't quite do a karaoke version of it yourself.
That's right, exactly, very true.
Nice. Well, we talked there about Divers, the title track from Joanna Newsom's new record of the same name. Then we heard from Wild Palms, Ennio. Nick Luscombe says, maybe there'll be an album out next year. Watch this space. And we started off talking about the wonderful Floating Points. We heard Peroration 6 from that. And that brings us to the end of today's show. My very many thanks to Nick Luscombe. And you've been listening to The Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. My producer was Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow for our TV review with John Doyle in Toronto. But for the time being, thank you very much for tuning in.